Andrew Heather, who's chair of Shelford Feast, after a false start on my part a couple of weeks ago. I probably gave him a heart attack as he thought he was supposed to be here when he was somewhere else, as rightfully and justly he should have been. But he certainly is installed in front of me right now, and he's got some fantastic news. I've even actually been taking some pictures of some banners which I found in the village of Great Shelford with some wonderful figures on. To explain about the Shelford Feast, it's been going for many years, and this year they were looking for a target of, over the years, a cumulative total for all the Shelford Feasts that have happened in the village of Great Shelford, of £250,000 so they could give away to various good causes locally, maybe charities. Maybe there's a scout hut that needed something done, including maybe the repairs to the roof. Andrew will tell us far more about it, as well as the figure that everybody managed to get together, a totaliser for this year. It's already been announced in the village of Great Shelford. Andrew, tell us more.
Oh, hi, Phil. So, Shelford Feast is something that's been going as what we call the modern feast for 24 years now, in Shelford, 23 years perhaps. And it was restarted when some of the parents of children at this local primary school realised that there was an urgent need to raise some money, so they staged a barbecue. They said, let's restart the village feast. And it's grown from a simple barbecue back in 1994, whenever it was, right through now to being a registered charity, quite a big event in the social calendar of the village, probably the biggest event in those few villages around Shelford. This is our record year for raising money.
It's gone up because actually if we draw a graph, time versus monies raised, then it's sliding upwards, isn't it?
It is.
Rather than downwards.
It's sliding upwards. It's got bigger and bigger each year. We had one really bad year when the weather didn't help us at all and the recreation ground got flooded. And we managed, thanks to the generosity of people in the village, really, who turned out in their wellies, nonetheless.
To squelch about in the mud.
We scraped
a bit like
through
a mini Glastonbury.
It was like a mini Glastonbury. We scraped through and broke even that year.
And you very proudly put a banner up, actually, which is outside the Memorial Hall, if anybody knows the village of Great Shelford on Woolard's Lane. Sometimes people think of it as the High Street because it's the busiest road in the village, but it's not the High Street. That's just around the corner from there. So you've smashed through that £250,000 on... Well, if I do the maths... Actually, no, I'll let you... Come on, you're the chairman. You'd be proud about this, and... You can now, because you've done this publicly anyway, as the Bunch, which is the organising committee, told local parishes, Little Shelford, Great Shelford, Newton, Sawston, Stapleford, places like that, exactly how much you've been able to give away this year. And the grand figure is... I've got a fanfare for you, I'm afraid.
Da, 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 da.
There, you do it.
So this year, we were delighted to give away £27,250 to local good causes, which beat our previous record of 26,000. So we're absolutely delighted that we've been able just to raise so much money. Of course, fundraising isn't the only thing we do. We have two objectives, which are to provide events for the community and bring the community together and raise money for good causes at the same time. I like to call it showing the village a good time.
But at the same time, but yeah, you don't give away too many drinks, though, do you, for this? So you've already had a little evening. It happens every year. So it's a sort of post-event. It's like a debrief for the villages of Great Shelford, Little Shelford and around and abouts. That's held in the Memorial Hall. It's on a Friday evening. That happens now a couple of Fridays ago, I believe. Is that right?
So it was a couple of weeks ago, and we invited all of the beneficiaries along, as well as everybody who contributed, to come along to a little celebration, a drink and a few crisps and things, and then present the cheques. The main purpose was to have a disbursement evening and actually just stop after the feast and the rush of the week and just say, actually, you know, we did a good job here. We brought together several thousand people at the big events, and we had a really successful week.
And the weather gods were smiling on us. I was there for the big feast day, which is on the Sunday, a week of events with a comedy night and a drama night. Sawston Village College get involved with that. I can't remember, was a fashion show this year, Andrew? Was that one of the evenings that you had in the big marquee?
No, we didn't have the fashion show. We had the drama night with the Sawston Youth Drama.
From the Village College in the village of Sawston.
And we've sort of got a format now that works really well with the drama night on the Tuesday, and we'll be doing the same again next year. A comedy night on the Wednesday. And next year we've got Hal Cruttendon, who's known, I think, from Live at the Apollo, and Paul Simmer, is it, from the News Quiz as well. So we're looking forward to some a really strong lineup.
That'll be the comedy night on the Wednesday.
For the comedy night on the Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Then we have a big community quiz on the Thursday, when we have something like 50 tables of 8 people, so it's just a huge quiz. And then we've got a 1990s night on the Friday. So whereas last year we had 80s, this year we've decided just to acknowledge that we're all getting a little bit older, and some people might not know what 80s music is.
But 90s, so do we come with dressed in 90s themed gear?
Yeah, go on.
I don't know.
Put your rah rah skirt on.
Well, that's right. The shoulder pads are in the 80s for the 80s for the ladies, but I can't really see what would epitomise the fashion style of the 1990s for the gentleman. I don't know. If you were to dress in something and trying to get someone to guess that you were from the 1990s, I'm not sure what the gentleman would wear, really.
I think those days, men wore trousers that actually came up to the waist and rather than hanging
off the backside.
That's probably the defining feature. We did have an 80s night this year, and last year when we did it, a couple of people turned up as Rubik's Cubes. So they were very definitely 80s.
Clever.
I don't know what the 90s thing would be, really. But to compensate for that, on the Saturday evening, we've got a 1970s night when we've got 70s bands, The Real Thing and Odyssey. So we're looking forward to that. So if you can have a decade either side of the 80s this year.
So if you're looking for a way out, as Odyssey once sung, then you could go along to the Shelford Feast for next year. Yes, and the dates of that are the 9th to the 16th of July.
That's right.
Next year. And on your website, shelfordfeast.co.uk, you proudly portraying the big banner, and also £274,055 donated so far by the bunch, as you call yourselves, which is marvellous. I've got a canned applause, unfortunately, so it's just me at the moment. I'm sure listeners at home are, and in the cars, are applauding you if it's safe and legal to do so this morning, Andrew. So already, it sounds like some major comedy acts and some really good music for next year as well. Each year, I suppose, you expand in some small way. I think the marquee has got bigger over the years, the actual amount of canvas you put down on the recreation ground in the village.
It has. I think the marquee last year was 46 metres long. And I tell you what, when you see the tent put up, it's not so big, but when you stand inside it and it's just a big, hollow, empty tent and look down from one end to the other, as one of the organisers, I stand there and I look at it all and I think, if nobody turns up, we're really going to look daft. This tent is so big. But, you know, by the Friday night, it was absolutely packed. We had almost 1,000 people at the biggest event this year.
Can you name some? I mean, you've probably got a long list there, but and you wouldn't want to pick out anyone in particular. Can you name some of the people that actually have benefited this year from your generous disbursements?
Well, since we were started to provide funding for organisations particularly focusing on education and younger people, then the primary school has always had one of our biggest donations, and this year we were able to give them £3,500. And two other big donations that we gave were the same amount for the Addenbrookes Sick Children's Trust, which provides accommodation to help families who are visiting children who have to stay in hospital. We were really fortunate to be given first aid cover by the doctors and nurses from the Sick Children's Trust who put together a rota to help us to provide first aid cover during the event. So rather than hiring a commercial firm this time, we were able to use them and give a donation to them, which was really good.
Do they come to you and the organisations? Do they sort of pop up and say, Shelford Bunch, organisers of the Shelford Feast, we are organisation X and we would like this amount of money because we would like, I don't know, a new climbing frame for the local playgroup or something? Do they actually come with specific needs to you?
They do. Everybody has to apply for money, and we ask them to say why they would like the money, what they think they can do with it. So a couple of years ago, two of the playgroups got together and we gave them £1,000 to go towards a new outdoor play surface, all-weather play surface. We've done various things. We put disabled toilet in the Scout Hut 1 year. We're really strict, though, on who can ask for funds, and organisations have to have helped to organise the feast in some way, providing a stall on the Sunday or helping with one of the night's events. And they have to be local to Shelford, or with some exceptions, the immediate surrounding villages as well. We really want to keep it local, and we get a lot of requests to provide stalls or take part from big national organisations who really want to make it more of a commercial weekend fair, and we're really trying to keep it as the sort of local feel village feast event.
I can see that. I mean, with great respect and really great respect to some of the big organisations like Cancer Research UK, Oxfam, and I'm not suggesting necessarily that they were the organisations that you had approached you, but it is nice indeed to get, I don't know, the local friends of the churches in the villages around about of all sorts of denominations.
Absolutely, and the churches were really tolerant of us this year. They have a combined service on the Sunday morning in the marquee, but we had some problems with rigging up the lights and everything, so they had to have their church service with a great big gantry of lights along the floor in the middle of the hall, but they were very graceful and
unfortunately,
made do.
You can't really get the church candles out, can you? Because this would be health and safety issues, I suppose, of doing something
well,
like
exactly,
that, unfortunately.
Exactly, yeah.
But for next year, so you've already got ideas. And the other thing, you have been on the programme before on this show, Andrew. Last time you were looking for ideas for people as well. What could be grandeur, if you like, a bit bigger, better for 2017. Did you get lots of good feedback?
Well, that's right. We always say that we'll make it better next year, even though we've had our best years ever. We always aspire to the building on the success that we've had. And one of the things that we're very aware of is that we do a lot of events in the evenings, as we have jobs and we're all volunteers, so we come along and run the events in the evenings. And they are very good for people who are happy to go home late at night or who like rock music or comedy. So we've had a classical concert in the church a few different times, and we've had film shows and things. And this year we're looking to have a literary evening in an alternative venue, and probably another classical music concert in the church hall. But also we're looking at doing an afternoon tea, a sort of tea at the Ritz kind of thing, which we hope will appeal to people who are not so keen on the late finish. So that would be the very young and probably the much older as well.
There we are, yes, because although it's very summery in July, and I'm sure the sun will shine beautifully for you, and the night's sort of till about 9 o'clock at night, older people maybe, and as you say, young children don't want to be out too late, so great idea to put something on during the day. It won't quite be the summer holidays for school children, I suppose, at that time. But the very young, I suppose, the infants, could enjoy something that could be put on in the village.
Yes, and maybe something that the infants can come along to after school. We always have it a couple of weeks before the school holidays so that people are free to come to the feast.
What I thought was quite funny, you had the comedy night, and, well, by its very nature, some of the jokes might be a bit blue. There could be a little bit of bad language, something a bit bawdy going on, a little double entendre. But the same evening, you had a little bit of something reverential and rather calm and genteel. So if you didn't want to go along and be have your ears boxed a little bit by a lot of really funny comedians, then round the corner, it was a glass of red wine, a few handbells, and the genteel classical performance, which I think was in the local St. Mary's Church, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Which I thought was a lovely contrast that night. You had a sort of, and for those of that disposition we have, and for those of that disposition over there, you can do something a little bit quieter, more genteel.
That's right, and sometimes I take the photographs at both events, and so you'll see me scurrying up and down Willard's Lane trying to get between the events with a camera.
Andrew, with a couple of minutes we got left, an appeal for volunteers, I'm sure, for next year. You call yourself the Bunch, you're the organising committee. You're going to have elections, presumably. It works on that basis, does it, of an AGM and a sort of democratic process of electing a secretary, treasurer, someone who's in charge of booking all the acts and artists?
Well, that's right. We have a whole sort of... We're developing a nice organisational bureaucracy with a whole series of subcommittees.
And there are an executive board on top of that.
That's right. We have to have trustees and everything as well. But there are so many different ways people can get involved in the feast, right through from making cakes or coming along and serving on the day, to helping in the food tent or the bar during the week, or maybe joining one of the organising committees and working right through it. So the main committee helps to bring together and make the main decisions, and then we have a group of us who sit in the corner and work out the events. Some really, really good events people, actually, who have just built some of the strongest programs we've seen in the last few years. Really, really good.
From strength to strength, Andrew. And that's the main thing, isn't it? So if you like what you hear, if you want to get involved with next year's feast, well, there's a contact form you could use on the website, shelfordfeast.co.uk/contact us, or just go to the homepage. You'll find that one of the tabs there is Contact Us near the top of the homepage of the website. Go there, fill in your details, and it will go off to one of the bunch. Catch what's going on in the build-up to the Shelford Feast. They've got a Twitter handle. It's at Shelford Feast, not surprisingly, perhaps. Go back regularly to the website, see what they're up to, and maybe get involved, whether it's everything from cooking the barbecue, helping erection of the marquees, the stages, laying out stalls, whatever. Andrew would love to hear from you, and of course your secretary as well, and the rest of the team there. Andrew, thank you so much for spending so much time with us this morning, reviewing the Sunday papers and talking about both last year, this year. Let's see if we can get to £30,000. This coming year. I know it's a tall order.
Brilliant, wouldn't it?
In terms of disbursements for charities. But thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.